would say that a dime is worth how many cents?
10.
Mm-hmm. And a metal, you know, some of these old houses you see out in the country have metal roofs.
10.
Again, going back to clothing for a minute, what would you say that that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Consists of pants, a vest, and a jacket.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard a man call his jacket anything else?
It's a sport coat, but a sport coat would not be part of a three-piece suit.
Mm-hmm. Or you mentioned the pants. What about another?
Trousers.
You know, these things that that farmers like to wear for the most part nowadays, you know, you see them around schools a lot.
Overalls.
Do you happen to know whether those things, the ones that farmers used to wear way back when, whether those were bought at the store or
they were bought. They were bought. They may have been made, but I've always known them as being purchased at a store.
Or another expression, say for example, there was something on the side of the room that you wanted. You might tell me for if you wanted me, you know, to get it for you. You might say, "Would you please give me that?
Bring me that, or get me that."
What you mentioned, bring the past form of that. Yesterday, I
brought you,
and
I have brought you.
Again, talking about clothes, the clothes that you wear, do you have any trouble getting the right size, or can you just get them right off the rack usually?
Usually I don't have any trouble.
Do you want to say something else?
Sometimes I have trouble getting blue jeans at home.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be long enough.
Mm-hmm. I see. We're talking about that sort of thing. Say, for example, if you were getting out some clothes that you had, some old clothes of yours, to try them on, you might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
It fit perfectly. Mm-hmm.
Or say, for example, if your clothes, you know, that you wear to church or Sunday school. By the way, is there usually a particular set of clothes that people set aside for going to church they don't wear for any other occasion?
Not necessarily that you don't wear for any other occasion. It's it's what you wear for special occasions, like men. Businessmen, though, who have suits, may wear a suit to church that they wear to work. The same with some women who work in offices. People who work on the farm have their Sunday clothes, and they wear them to church on Sunday, to funerals, that sort of thing. It's the clothes that they wear when they have to dress up.
I see. Or say the suit that you wear for special occasions is getting a little old, you might say that you need to go to town to buy yourself
a new suit.
Sometimes, you know, when you see little boys, I don't know, at a certain age, they tend to, everything they see, they pick up and they cram it in their pockets, you know, until their pockets begin to...
and to bulge.
Or again, talking about clothes, say if you put a shirt, if you're washing a shirt and you happen to use water that was a little bit too hot for it and it, you know, got smaller, you say that shirt did what?
It shrank.
Mm-hmm. Or it's, you might say that it seems that everyone I've washed has
shrunk.
Gosh, I...